Welcome to Couples Becoming Intentional. I'm Carrie.
I am John.
And here at Couples Becoming Intentional, we want to equip you with different tools and resources so that you can live intentional lives with those that you love to leave a legacy that lasts. Welcome back to this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. Today, we are wrapping up our six-part series that we have done all about cultivating connection. If you have missed some of these past episodes, go back. You got some binge-worthy content to go back and listen to. Today, we are rounding it out with number six, which is...
humor.
Yay! A little bit more of a lighthearted topic.
Yeah, I think we can get so wrapped up and like... So I'm going to go back of like... Trying to be loving, trying to be a person of forgiveness, practicing gratitude or sending life updates or trying to initiate with different type of people, that we forget to have fun, which is like, if you're not having fun together, then it's not like, I wouldn't say it's not worth it. It's just like, it brings a different side to a person. When you start having fun, you start like, realizing like not everything should be taken seriously.
Right.
I think it almost allows you, one, you get the dopamine rush of laughing together, but then also it just like, it binds you in a different kind of way.
Right.
It kind of gives you more of a, I want to say like intellectually emotional kind of aspect of connection. That's not the word I was looking for, but it is a type of connection that you can use. Oh, it's for this week. It's only like, it says shared laughter is a wonderful building block for a relationship. And I think we see that when you first meet someone, it's like, oh, what, like, especially to the woman, it's like, oh, what drew to him? It's like, oh, his sense of humor. Right. We've almost like go away from like that kind of aspect of just being lighthearted, very just have humor within any situation or seeing the humor in any situation, because we're not perfect. We can just like see those little things that like might annoy you, but rather than see what's annoying about it, see what's like humorous about it, of like, well, actually, that's kind of funny if you think about it.
Well, I think back to dating phase or when you're first starting to get to know somebody. Anytime that you can like break the ice with some sort of humor, you let your guard down a little bit, because it is always very nerve-wracking when you are meeting new people. Great example. I started going to the Zumba class. Okay, it's very outside my comfort zone because I'm by myself and I actually despise going every single time. Okay, it takes a lot of energy for me to like actually go to it, because everyone who is in that class is in their 60s. Like, they're all empty nesters. I can maybe count on my hand one person that is under the age of 60 that is older than me. And it's hard. And I remember Valentine's Day, they did a class where everyone got glow sticks. Everyone got a glow bracelet just to like add some sort of fun to the class. And let me tell you, it made it so much better. And I take the humor side of it as like fun. Like, you're adding just an extra layer of fun. And it added a deeper connection with people in our class. I usually don't have a smile on my face during that class because I'm trying to remember the steps and just trying to do them. And I don't look like I'm having fun. And that little piece of having just this tiny little glow bracelet added this level of fun that I was like, okay, this is good. Like, I felt like the class had a deeper connection with one another because we were all choosing to be silly with these glow bracelets, even though it's not super dark in this room.
Yeah, I think just being able to see the humor in something rather than like the awkwardness of it, of like, go out and like start doing things together. And then rather than get annoyed that like you're not getting it right the first time, like, why don't you just like laugh about it? Because you're like, you're both trying to grow, trying to like grow closer together. I have, so often we try to like, I know for me and for you, we're both kind of people like, if we start something, we want to be the best at it right away.
Yeah.
And so it's just
not a reality. for no, me anyway.
And so then we get frustrated and then mm-hmm. we just quit.
Yeah.
And so rather than just saying like, oh, well, not expecting one, like mm-hmm. lowering our expectations to say like, actually, we're going to just have fun.
Yep.
That's our goal. Mm-hmm. And then we can just laugh at the fact right. that like,
we did it.
We're terrible.
Yes, it is so true. I was thinking when I was in, we record these on Wednesday. So I was thinking today when I was at Zumba, if you would want to do the class with me.
Is there any other males in that class?
We did have one today. His name was Ben. His name is Ben. Mm-hmm. He helped lead the class a little bit too.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It would be very outside of your comfort zone.
We would also have to have me sign up for
That's okay.
membership.
That's okay.
I was thinking more along the line of just going playing golf or a dance class.
I just gave you an option to do a dance class.
That's dancercise. I don't want to do dancercise.
No, it's actually just dance moves. Why are you looking at me like that? It is just dance moves.
Is it though?
Yes.
You do it for exercise though.
Because dancing is exercise. You want me to call Lib and Luke? Liv and Luke would tell you that dancing is exercise.
Yeah, but there's dancercise and just dancing.
Oh, I can guarantee you that. But you're doing dance moves in Zumba. It's just a different type of dance.
Is this something that you actually want to do together, Carrie?
I do want you to come to at least one to try it. I have thought about that.
Okay.
See, I just need to get you to agree to things on podcasts and then...
I can cut this all out too. And then there would be no
evidence that this ever happened. That's true. So I think of how in your friendships or in your relationships, how can you choose to do something fun or outside of your comfort zone, something that you know is people are going to be a little bit ridiculous and be okay with it. I think that's honestly, I was thinking about it today. I think that's one of the reasons why I love going to Disney. It's because I feel ridiculous, but yet I'm tapping into this part of me that desires to have fun, who desires to be silly, who desires to be adventurous. And I love doing that with other people, which is why I'm like, I don't think I would enjoy this if I ever went by myself, because it's the fact that I'm doing it with somebody and we're both allowing ourselves to be a little crazy and a little nuts that... And that's a great environment. It's a welcoming environment to be able to do it. I think that's why I am drawn to doing trips there.
Yeah. Yeah, that just sparked I think one of the bigger annoyances of any kind of wife out there is that like their child that their husband acts like a child.
Oh.
Like what if rather than being annoyed by the fact that your husband is acting like a child, right? There's a time and place, obviously.
Right. When you're acting like an inappropriate 12-year-old, that's not
like at an important function.
Mm-hmm.
But like what would it look like if just to like join in on one mm-hmm. of his childish behaviors? Hopefully it's appropriate childish behavior. But like
give me an example.
Like, I mean, for me, I like to play I not play Lego.
Build Lego. Yeah.
Build Lego. Love it. And so like when you are building something together, just building mm-hmm. random things together, it allows for connection.
Mm-hmm.
Or if like your husband is a big video game player, what would it look like to
join,
observe. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can observe at first, try to understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully your husband is inviting in that aspect yes. of like, mm-hmm. he wants to teach. I know some yeah. husbands don't.
They're like, it's not worth way. My time.
Yeah. But like get curious. I think, well, it goes both ways of being like mm-hmm. being curious about like the other's hobbies so you can join in
mm-hmm.
and expect not to be the perfect
right.
at it. And mm-hmm. so that you and just laugh off the fact that like yep. you mess up
mm-hmm. and not take yourself so seriously. And I think that's where this really boils down to is I think we have been taught for a really long time is that now we're grown-ups and we don't act like kids. And because if you act like kids, that's foolish. And when you choose to step out and not take yourself so seriously, not care what other people think, and just have fun and let loose respectfully and responsibly a little bit and be silly and add humor, I think that's a true testament to the confidence that you carry in yourself, because it doesn't matter what other people think.
Yeah. I think a lot of childhood, like, things that were taught as a child was, like, to suppress our imagination.
Yeah.
Because that's childish. Mm-hmm. Where, like, to have an active imagination is actually just, like, a good thing. Mm-hmm. It allows you to see things from a different point of view, usually. And so, rather than trying to suppress creativity, suppress imagination, this goes towards parenting as well.
Right.
Of just like, what? How could you cultivate that within mm-hmm. your family, within yourself?
Mm-hmm.
What is something that's like, I would never do that because I'm not that good? Or what is the thing that like your husband really enjoys, but you said, I would never do that because I wouldn't be very good? Or your wife does. I'm not interested. Or like, video games are just for kids, or mm-hmm. Legos are just for kids, or Disney is just for kids. Mm-hmm. Like, there are hobbies out there that you can do together that possibly may seem childish.
Yes.
But if you never tried it, you're never going to understand. Like, if you enjoy it, mm-hmm. to find something to do together.
Absolutely. I think that's why, another reason why we as a family play mini golf so much is because neither of us are very good at it. Okay.
I think we're even.
I think we're equal. Yeah.
And so it's a, like, who's going to win this time?
Right.
Of like, it could be Carrie. It yes. could be me.
Mm-hmm. And we get our kids involved because they're terrible.
Well, Finn just plays hockey and Penny just picks up the ball and puts it right.
Wanders around.
Hole.
Yes. But it's fun. Like, playing mini golf with our kids, we're in Wisconsin, so we can't quite do it yet. But when summer rolls around and we're able to do that, it's one of the things I look forward to most, is that we're able to just go and play and have fun.
We still have our 4 rounds at the Red Putter.
I'm so excited for that.
Hmm.
Yes.
No, we need to put it on the calendar.
Okay. We probably won't do it till June, July, or August, Jonathan.
Yeah, but still.
What in the world do we need to put on the calendar for June, July, and August for a place that's 2 hours away?
You know, if it's never put on the calendar, it's not going to happen, Carrie.
Says a person who doesn't put anything on the calendar.
Why do you think I get nothing done?
So I guess we need to go put it on the calendar.
Yes.
Schedule time for fun things.
Mm,
don't take yourself so seriously.
Yeah. That wraps up.
That wraps up all 6.
Yeah.
Yay. What are we going to talk about next week?
I don't know.
If you have a suggestion for what we should talk about next week, and you made it all the way to the end of this episode, please send us a DM over on Instagram, either at Carrie Vaco or at Jonathan Vaco. And we would love to be able to use your topic, share your story, ask advice, share your advice, give some feedback. We'd love to be able to talk about it on the show. We do have ideas. We do have some content that we're going to be working through over the next few weeks. But I would love to be able to hear from you guys of what is something that you want us to cover.
Maybe it's another article.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, maybe you have an article that you want us to discuss.
Maybe Ooh. It is out of left field. That could be it.
Okay, this is something that is out of left field that I just need to make sure I have said on the podcast. We have entered in a new era with our children, and I'm so excited because we sat down and watched the original High School Musical with our kids this weekend, and I'm so excited. Finn, during it, looks at me and goes, "Mom, I have a tear." And I said, "From what, buddy?" He goes, "This movie's just so good."
Well, I think they've always listened to the music because you always
or like
always
we hype it up.
Well, you do, and then
I hype it up.
And yes. You would always listen to the music of the movie, so yeah. Like they'd never seen the movie, and right. So like now they can like, oh, this is like what yes. it means behind all of this. And
absolutely. So I think we're starting a series of watching Disney Channel original movies with our children, and I'm pumped. So thrilled. So next is the second one, and I've already prepped Finn that the second one is the best.
Is it though?
The second one is the best.
Are you sure?
You want to know how sure I am?
Hmm.
When I am giving my talk for youth group, I made mention that of High School Musical, we talked about the trilogy and that the second one is the favorite. I had cheering after I said the second one is the favorite.
Oh.
Cheering.
Maybe it's been 10 years since I've seen it.
Are you serious?
Well, it came out in what, 2000?
Well, I remember, did we ever watch it?
No,
when not I bought all the DVDs?
No.
We didn't watch it when I bought all the DVDs?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. That was a big impulse buy.
That was.
It was a $40 impulse buy when I was in college and I had no money.
I'm pretty sure I impulse bought it for you.
No, you didn't. There is no way. We weren't even together at that point.
2015?
We weren't together.
I think maybe that was Batman.
You bought Batman. I know that. I think I remember we impulse bought DVD.
I bought impulse bought the original Batman series from the 2000s. Not the original, but like I impulse bought that twice. And then I gifted the first one to Libby, which they still have. Good. And then I bought it again because I wanted it.
I mean, when you're working at a Bible camp and there's nothing to do on a weekend except drive 30 minutes to go to your local Walmart, the nearest Walmart, you buy the really clearance DVDs, the bargain bin DVDs.
$5 bargain bin.
They're probably less now. I just bought that 2-pack of Mamma Mia for $8, so we'll see. Okay, we'll see you guys next week as we dive into a new topic, which is very exciting.
Bye.
See ya. Thanks for listening to another episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. As always, if you have a question that you would like us to answer here on the podcast, you can go ahead and send us an email at jcvhouse@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Baco. We'd love to be able to answer and feature you on here on the podcast. And as always, if there is somebody in your life who would benefit from this episode, feel free to go ahead and send them the link. And if you love this content, we'd love to be able to hear from you. So go ahead and leave us a review over on Apple Podcast.
Until next time, we love you and we appreciate you.
See you guys.
Bye.